Hi, everybody, and welcome, welcome, and congratulations for entering the Labella Baskets Challenge. I'm Mary Strauss, and also hosting this call is Jennifer Lewis and Angela Sandbrook, and we are just so excited to have you all here tonight. This is where you will be every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Time for a little over a month, and we will discuss several topics that will help you grow your business and just get you to your next level. We are going to lay out everything for you. We're going to show you what it takes to be successful. We're going to talk about how to find leads, how to talk to prospects, how to close, how to overcome objections, and much more. You will be hearing from us and from other Labella leaders. And this is a challenge, and you will be challenged, but we only did it because we care about you. We want you all to succeed. So we know that everyone can make this happen because many of the LBB leaders have never had success before. But if they can do it, you can too. Okay, and these calls will be recorded, and it will be posted in our LBB Challenge site. Okay, but before we get started, we want to introduce ourselves and just share our journey with Labella Baskets. Again, my name is Mary Strauss, and I am a Platinum Gift Director, and I've been with Labella for over 3 years now, and I actually came across Labella by accident because I've been in so many other home businesses before and never had any success, and so I basically swore off home businesses because I just thought that I would never make it, and I would always be working for someone else and just be unhappy. And then I happened across Labella by accident and saw how inexpensive it was and that I loved the Single Moms program, and I also love gift baskets because I also tried to do that on my own for a little bit, but then I realized how expensive it was. So I started working Labella part-time with my clerical job that I had, and my goal was to make Labella my one and only business. And then it happened a little quicker for me than I had planned. I lost my job at the end of May of this year. So I had to put all my effort into Labella, and now I'm doing my dream job. Labella is my one and only. And I did have some learning curves that I had to go through. You know, I wasn't selling or getting any sign-ups, but I kept plugging away at it every day, no matter what, because this was important to me and my family. I continued placing ads and talking with people, and eventually it just started to turn around again for me, and the numbers will always fall in your favor. I was scared of calling and speaking to people, but I really pushed myself to do this. I would listen to the orientation call. I would go over the recorded calls until I felt comfortable, and then it definitely got a lot easier for me. So right now I enjoy talking and meeting new people all over the United States. It's really fun for me. So I'd like to introduce Angela right now.
Thank you, Mary. I'm Angela Sandbrook, Diamond Gift Director, and I've been with the company for over 3 years. I searched online for a long time until I finally found LBB. I was so excited when I finally found a home business which fit perfectly into my life. I found in the time I've been with this company that we all have challenges that can either stop us from moving forward with our business or fuel us to move forward. My challenge is I have health issues. Some of you may have known or don't know that I have multiple sclerosis, MS, and I've had that for 11 years. The only reason I'm saying this is because, we all have challenges health-wise, home-wise. There's all kind of challenges we have, so I just like to share that with you. So you can see even other people who may have disabilities can really work this business. So I have many symptoms that sometimes make it difficult for me to work the business. Mornings are not my best time, so I do most of my work in the afternoon or evenings. My priority, though, each day, regardless of how I feel, is to set aside time to work my business because I know each action brings a positive result to my business. I mean, I remember when I first joined, my biggest fear was making phone calls, just like you who just joined. We can really relate to you. I mean, we've all had that fear of the phone. I finally got up the courage to make my first call, and it was awful. The prospect asked me how long I've been with the company, and I told her 2 weeks. And she was a bit testy and said, only 2 weeks? How can you talk about this company when you've only been with them for such a short time? I was speechless. I didn't have a good answer. Now I know what I should have said, but at the time I was too inexperienced to have a good response. It was hard to make that next call, to tell you the truth. But I did make the next call because I knew it was what I needed to do in order to reach my goal. Now, when I first started my business, I didn't have a big advertising budget, and I was far from perfect. I definitely went through a learning curve. In fact, I had no advertising budget. I began advertising by following the steps in the training site, using free ad sites, social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, and creating a blog. I searched online how to successfully use social media and blogs to drive traffic to my site. Soon, I was getting results, and my confidence grew, and I knew my success would continue as long as I marketed my business consistently each day and continued to educate myself and motivate myself and never give up. On these series of training calls, we're going to cover in further detail how you can start with no budget and generate leads. Now, I've seen people sometimes leave before their learning curve, and that really saddens me because here's the thing. Once you get over the learning curve, it gets easier. Just stick with it. Once you do this business over and over again, you become confident. It's natural to feel that when you're making your calls and marketing, that there are times when you will be thinking, wow, will I ever become good at this? Well, quitting should never be an option. If you're spending time in the quit zone, then you won't be in the work zone. If you are coachable, and if you're getting plugged into the training, it's not will I succeed, it's a matter of when you will succeed. So I hope we stick with the program because that is what it takes to be successful. And I'd like to introduce Jennifer Lewis.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jennifer Lewis, and I'm a Diamond Gift Director with Labella Baskets. I've been a consultant for 3.5 years now, and my background is I had left my full-time job as a research analyst in the ad department of my city's daily newspaper, and I left to become a stay-at-home mom. And after a few years, you know, after I got past those busy baby and toddler phase, I wanted to start bringing in some extra income for my family and find a rewarding work-from-home job. At the end of 2009, I was browsing a work-at-home site online and came across an ad for a brand-new company called Labella Baskets. After several weeks of emailing Mia with my questions, I'm sure I drove her crazy, but I signed on as a consultant in January 2010. And what a fun ride it's been. The company has grown in so many ways over the past 3 years, and it's been great to be a part of it. And I didn't instantly have a ton of sales or a bunch of people on my team. I think it was almost a month before I had my first sale, and that was from a relative. And it took me 4 months before I even started sharing the business opportunity with others and started building a team. But I kept consistently working and sharing about the business, and as a result, my business has consistently grown. And it has been worked to be successful, and it's forced me to grow as well, and it's also forced me to get out of my comfort zone. For example, true confession here, I hate talking on the phone. And as Angela and Mary said, you know, it's a hard thing to do. But I tell you, I would much rather get up and give a presentation to 25 people I don't know than to call up 25 strangers on the phone. It just isn't my thing. I mean, heck, I don't even pick up the phone to order a pizza. I order the pizza online. So why do I regularly pick up the phone and make calls for my Labella Baskets business? It's because it works. People want to know there's a real person behind this business, and a personal phone call does that. As so many of you do, I live a very busy life. In addition to being a stay-at-home mom, juggling all my family's needs and activities, I have two other part-time jobs I do from home with their own deadlines and obligations I have to meet. I also devote many hours a week to volunteer work at my church and my kids' school, but I want my Labella Baskets business to be more than a hobby. I want it to be a successful business that makes a significant difference in my family's income. So I make sure every day, no matter how busy I am, I'm devoting some time to growing my Labella Baskets business. So now that you know a little bit about the three of us, here is Mary to begin outlining our LBB challenge.
Thank you, Angela and Jennifer. Okay, so let's get started, everyone. Let's start off with our LBB pledge. By now, you should have already visited the LBB Challenge website. It's important to read the LBB pledge, and the LBB Challenge pledge is as follows. I will honor every commitment. I will keep every promise. I will achieve every goal because I'm worth it. Now, this pledge is important because if you want to succeed, you have to honor every commitment to do this challenge and to achieve your goals no matter what, no excuses. Okay? Next, go ahead and grab the I Decided banner. It's under the pledge, and post it on Facebook or put it in your signature line. This will tell the world and yourself your intentions and that you have decided to get to that next level. There is power in deciding. It's very important to know your why. We need a motivation and a strong reason why this goal has to be achieved, no matter what. Your why is what keeps the goal alive. So with no strong why or no strong motivator, you will easily give up and when you encounter difficulties. And so when the why gets stronger, then your how gets easier, okay? My why is what I want to build. I want to build this now. So in a few years, I will have a great residual income, and I will never have to get another job again. Okay, Jennifer?
Thanks, Mary. I just want to spend a few minutes talking about why it's so important to move up levels with Labella Basket. If you're brand new, your goal is to shoot for Senior Gift Director. Senior Gift Director means you have reached $500 in personal sales. Now, there are many benefits of getting to Senior Gift Director. First, you receive a raise in your commission. It goes from 20% to 22%. If you happen to do this in the first 30 days of being a consultant, you also receive a fast-track bonus of $200 in addition to the commission on your sales. Third, after you reach Senior Gift Director, you start receiving your team sales volume added to your sales volume. So every dollar that your team member earns gets added to your total sales volume, which gets you to your next levels faster and gets your commission raises faster. I remember how excited I was when I first reached Senior Gift Director and got that first commission raise and a new title. Now, if you are already a Senior Gift Director and above, then your goal should be shooting for the next level. Angela?
I would like to talk about the importance of sticking with the program. We have hundreds of people joining the LBB Challenge. There will be times that you might feel it's easier not to come to the calls. However, if you make this business important in your life, you will make the time and be here. For example, Mayor Amy Gonzalez has four active teenagers. She is a busy mom, and I'm sure she has challenges and obstacles as she is building her business. However, this was important in her life. She needed to make this business work so she can contribute to her family. So she realized that those obstacles and challenges she was going through, Labella Basket was going to be the answer. She treated this business like an important business, and she now receives important income from the business that comes along with it. So what to expect of this challenge? We will now go over the basic training that you can get from the live orientation calls. So if you haven't attended a live orientation call, please do so. This is really important. This is the way when you start the challenge, you'll be ready. You'll be familiar with the training calls. And we're not going to ask you to step out of your comfort zone because it's important to do so. We're going to ask you to make calls because we will grow your business. The assignment is not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. You didn't sign up for a day in the spa. You signed up for a challenge. Now, sticking to the challenge will be key to your success. You're going to want to give up. There'll be some days where you might be saying, oh, I haven't done anything that I set out to do. That is when you really need to brush off your shoulder and get back up. That is what successful people do. We want everyone on this call to get the success that you came here for. Also, the challenge is not a golden ticket. It's not a guarantee that you will succeed. You are the reason you will be successful. We'll show you how to get there, but through the challenge, we'll be talking about time management and excuses and how to recognize them. We're going to let you know how to get leads and what to do with them once you get them. Okay, Mary.
Okay, thanks, Angela. There will be a lot of expectations from you. We will be posting on Facebook, and we will expect you to post the number of conversations that you have each day. It will be important for you to push yourself and not make excuses why you're not doing your presentations or marketing. What we promise to bring to you, all the information that you need, and we are going to come excited no matter what. If we're sick or tired, we will be here and ready to work with you, and we will expect the same in return. We want you to develop the confidence you need to succeed. We know that people that stick it out will always win. We want you to fall in love with your business and work it every day like we do. We want you to be excited to work your business. It's all about you and what you're growing. And now that the residual income is here, this is well worth it. We want you to reach your financial goals, and we want you to see what we see in you, which is greatness. A lot of times people come in and they just don't feel that they can do this, but we know you can. Each of you are built in a special way, and you were built for greatness. It's our goal to bring that greatness to the surface and show you how you are and who you can be. One favor, please, don't make the excuses. I know that we all might have obstacles and challenge, but if you make those excuses and say, I can't reach senior director, you know what? You're right. You won't reach it. If you have a pen right now, if you could write this down, I will not make excuses. I will reach the next level. Look at that every day, especially the day that you want to say, oh, I don't want to work today because I just don't feel good or whatever the reason is. All of those are excuses. No matter what goes on in our lives, we don't make excuses. We are here for you guys. We will show up even if we're not feeling well. And, again, we just want the same respect. We're only meeting 1 hour a week. We will also be communicating with you through email. We will give you a special homework assignment, and you will receive inspiration to pick you up on the days that you're not feeling it, because we will have those days. If you don't reach the level you want right away, it will be shortly thereafter. The reason for this is because you are creating momentum. Some of the ads and conversations that you were having this week, they might enroll next week or the following. Jennifer?
Thank you, Mary. So be ready to be coachable. Be ready to do assignments, even if you're brand new and don't feel like you have much experience. Be ready not to listen to people who say, you can't do this, because we know you can. We have seen many that have come in with no experience and are doing fantastic. If you have naysayers, we want you to prove those people wrong. If you need support, get on Facebook and share what you're doing. Keep it positive and share, what can I do? Ask for solutions. Share what you're doing. If you keep it positive, it'll feel more positive. For example, if you're saying, I talked to 3 people and nobody is signing up, check your energy. When you leave a message on the answer machine, when you're giving a presentation, how is your energy? Are you angry, frustrated? If so, you're going to put it out there. So be real careful who you are on the outside. Once you start showing excitement for your business, you're going to start believing it and feeling it, and others will too. I've noticed that when I'm on Facebook, I can tell who is pumped and excited and ready to get to work. Those people will always get more results than the people that are not positive. It's just the way it is. So we encourage you to be encouraged, because we are encouraged. Remember, we're all on different learning curves. Some people start with more experience than others, so this means they will naturally get to the levels faster. Some people already have a lot of great contacts in place. Well, most of us have to build that list. Don't compare yourself with other people's journey. If you compare yourself to others' journeys, it will just shut you down. So if you see those congrats on Facebook or on the company email announcements, let that motivate you. Just realize, if they can do it, you can too. Everybody has a different journey and story. Some of these people might have been here longer than you. Some people might work it full-time and you work it part-time. Some people might come in with experience and you do not. Every journey is unique, and you have to approach it that way. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Angela?
Okay, now regarding the homework. We added homework for you to build your business. First week is to make 30 conversations a week. These conversations can be from calls made to businesses regarding the LBB Savers Club, calls made to leads regarding the opportunity, or giving business cards and giving people information about your business. Some of you might also look at this and say, but I haven't talked to anyone yet. We are going to ask you to do that today, and we will have to decide if you're going to let your fear get in the way or your end result. Ask yourself, am I more scared to call a prospect than looking down the road of how my life will look like if I don't build this great business and residual income? You have to ask yourself those tough questions. We are business owners, so there are things that we have to work on, things like being organized, being focused, staying positive. What is great about this company is that they believe in us. So for all the times people have told you, no, you can't do that, or no, you'll never be successful, LaBella Baskis tells us, yes, you can do this. Yes, you got what it takes. Yes, it's possible. If Amy can do it with 4 active boys, I can too. So when you're working your homework this week, you might be working on saying something negative while someone else gets up super positive. You can read on Facebook posts and you can tell who is pumped up about their business. You can tell the people that are marketing and calling prospects smiling and in a good mood. You're going to be that person when you call prospects this week. So when you call prospects, listen to your energy. How do you sound? Are you calling prospects and saying, "Hi, this is Angela," or "Hello, good morning, I'm Angela, and I'm so glad to be here in this awesome company"? Here's a note. Have you noticed that when you're smiling, your voice sounds different? So start today putting the biggest smile on your face when you are calling prospects. Here's another note. If you're saying, "I have to call this person," well, if that is how you're feeling, that's exactly the energy that people will pick up from you. So take a look at that, how you're doing that. Okay, now, Mary?
Thanks, Angela. Okay, regarding the homework, if we give you homework and you feel you're already doing it, then we encourage you to take it further, double it, because you can. The homework is the bare minimum that we hope you will be doing. Next week, we will be meeting, or you will be meeting with leaders, and we will be discussing, I believe it's going to be the leads, where you can find leads if you have no money or some money. The following week will be confidence building, leaving messages, learning how to speak with people, and then we will be doing role-playing the following. This could change. Just keep note of that when we send out emails and stuff. But these calls will all be recorded, and they'll be put in our training, and our homework will be put on the training site as well. You can check back on the LBB Challenge site the next day, and the Labella will also email this call to everyone. Okay, so now regarding the homework, today until next Monday, you're going to be making 30 presentations. Okay, you can print the conversation sheet on the LBB Challenge site under the action plan. These are actual conversations. Voicemails don't count. But what will count is if you are having an email conversation going back and forth, because some people don't leave phone numbers, that will count as a conversation. Okay, again, 30 calls in 1 week, it's not hard. It's only 5 conversations a day. Keep this website handy. It's www.lbbchallenge.homestead, and that's HOMSTEAD.com. And I hope you all just take a deep breath, leave the excuses at the door, and go and do this. We are excited to see when you start making these presentations what kind of enrollments you get out of it. If you're thinking, "I make 5 calls a day now," great, double them. Double the presentations. You can do it. Making those presentations will make a big difference in your business. And at the end of the day, push yourself to make that one extra call. Go that extra mile. This will make a huge difference in your business. And then on those 30 calls that you make, keep little notes about the things that you would like to improve. Make notes about what you liked about those conversations. Pay attention to the giving of the presentation. If you're making 30 calls and nothing is happening, then we have to find out why it's not happening. We can talk about that more when the following weeks, okay? So like when we do the scripts. You can record yourself doing a presentation. Nobody has to listen to it, just you. That's okay. Just play the call back and then see if you would enroll with yourself. I know I can improve my presentations all the time, and I know you can too. Jennifer?
Okay, now for the LBB Challenge, we want you to work an extra hour this week. If you work 5 hours, work 6 hours. If you work 10 hours, work 11 hours. So where do you find that extra hour? Get up a little earlier, stay up a little later, or just grab an extra 15 minutes here and there throughout the week. We often do things that are not productive. So by taking this LBB Challenge seriously and putting productive work into our day, it won't be hard to find an extra hour. If you're making those 30 presentations, especially for someone of you that are making 2 to 3 presentations a day, you will have to step it up, and you can do it. When you step it up a notch, you'll find more time for your business. So we're asking you to have 30 conversations this week with notes. So the notes you are taking, you can find things to improve on and things that are working really well for you, that are going well. Then finding the extra hour this week to work your business. We love what we do here at Labella Baskets. We have the freedom to work at home, but it didn't start off that way. It becomes that way with the effort that we make in the front end and consistently being here for years. That is how we build our check. We are celebrating, first, number one, that you're stepping up to the plate, and second, saying, "Yes, I want more." You saying you want more and being here proves that you are above most people already. Labella Baskets has thousands of consultants, and you stepped up to the plate to take the LBB challenge. And that is because you want that change in your life, and we want it for you as well. We celebrate you for being here this week. We celebrate you more for being here next week. I encourage you to take this homework seriously and work hard, and we will do the same for you. Thank you for being here with us. Angela?
Thank you. Yes, thank you for being here. I know there will be some sacrifices along the way. For example, you were asked to work an additional hour. Okay, what sacrifices will you make? Maybe not watching TV for an hour? Most importantly, if you approach this challenge with a good attitude, it will reward you. Learn not to say, I can't. Learn to say, how can I? If you approach your business with that attitude, it makes a big difference. Look forward to being with you in the upcoming weeks. We are so happy to be here with you, and we look forward to connecting with you guys on Facebook. Okay, and that's
thank
it for
you.
Today.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Please join us next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the next call on leads.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.